It's been nearly a month since about 200 workers at Manitowoc Cranes went on strike. Dave Betcher with the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers says those employees are fighting a last-minute union-busting addition to their contract.
They added in a clause saying that the workers would have to recertify their union every single year, and every individual member would have the right to decide whether to be or not be in the union.
Workers rejected that contract on a 180-2 vote, but Betcher says the message from the company was clear.
The fight that started in Madison is now in Manitowoc, and instead of being public employees, it's now private employees. This is just the continuation of something that we have to stop.
State Representative Mark Pocan says the contract dispute at Manitowoc Cranes is likely just the first attempt to bring Governor Scott Walker's changes to the collective bargaining powers of state employees over to the private sector.
For them to do this really has nothing to do about a bad economic climate or anything else. It's just simply, hey, if the governor can bust a union, maybe we can.
Officials with Manitowoc Cranes have declined to comment on the contract dispute. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.